Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Amy, Kentucky Senate candidate Rand Paul was interviewed recently about the controversial practice of mountaintop removal there in Kentucky. That's when mining companies shear off the top of mountains and dump it all into valleys and streams nearby. He believes he's come up with a solution to the problem posed by mountaintop removal. The mining companies just need to do what?
Take off the whole mountain, obviously.
No.
Not just the top.
No, it's even simpler. Sort of a PR approach.
Just stop calling it that.
Right. Call it something else. Right. That's his solution. Mr. Rand thinks this whole thing is just a PR problem. Quote, most people would say the land is of enhanced value because now you can build on it, unquote. He says calling it mountaintop removal just draws attention to the fact that you're removing a mountaintop when what you're really doing is adding a plateau.
Which, of course, makes a fine Walmart parking lot.
It does. Mountain biking would be easier. Now it's plateau biking. Mm-hmm. That great romantic song, Ain't No Plateau Flat Enough, to be played. Who can forget Martin Luther King's speech, I have been to the moderately high flat place.
It'd be great, though. You climb it. You just sort of toss a rope out in front of yourself. Pick it up and toss it out in front of yourself.
Paul, a new report this week shows that in just 9 months at the beginning of the Iraq War, the Coalition Provisional Authority spent $9 billion taxpayer dollars on what?
We for the soldiers to play.
Well, Wii games.
Wii, yeah.
They did. I don't think we had Wiis back in 2003, 2004.
It was very cutting-edge military technology.
Video game technology.
I don't. $9 billion.
$9 billion.
I'm stumped.
Does it involve Jenny McCarthy and a USO show?
No, it doesn't.
Just asking.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they lose $9 billion? So maybe that's it.
That's the answer. Nobody knows.
Nobody
has any idea. You know what it's like? You know what it's like? You go to the ATM, you get out $100. A few days later, you go to buy a Diet Snapple, and you look in your wallet, there's nothing there. And you're like, where'd the money go? Just like that.
So in a strange way, I kind of got the answer right.
You did, actually. You didn't know? Neither. Look. How could we punish you for not knowing where the money went when they didn't know where the money went?
I like this game.
Now, the Coalition Provisional Authority could have done a better job preventing this kind of carelessness. Their first mistake was getting the $9 billion from the U.S. in the form of $1 billion bills. Yeah.
I'll tell you who does know what happened to
who
that
does
money.
Know?
WikiLeaks.
Yeah, probably know. Not only do they have no idea what happened to the money, they also don't know why the mayor of Tikrit now has a toupee made out of solid gold.
Wow, that sounds really uncomfortable.
It does.
It's a little hot.
How do you lose $9 billion in 9 months?
I could not do that.
It is disgusting that they would lose $9 billion instead of misspending it the way they're supposed to.
Exactly.
You know, the only thing... The only way I can think of to lose that amount of money is, honestly, a kitchen renovation.
Exactly.
Song.